Okay, we're on the Daf Pei Amud Beis, the middle of the page, about 15 lines down. Pei Amud Beis, 15 lines down. Okay, Gemara asks, "Amru Rabbanan Rechitza Ispa Inu Nefesh Ki Lo Rachza." So we are on the point where we explained the machlok between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbanan held that not bathing is an inui nefesh, whereas Rabbi Yossi, who comments, he said, no, that's not called inui nefesh if you're not bathing. So the Rabbanan held not bathing is an inui nefesh, and Rabbi Yossi held it is. So now the Gemara is going to ask on Rabbanan. Rabbanan, that they said Rechitza is inui nefesh, is that the case? Rimini, see, that's not so. Afapi shasur bechulan ein onish kares ela ochel v'shose v'osim melacha. So here we're talking about Yom Kippur. And so we have the five inuyim on Yom Kippur that you have to do or not do, right? Not eat, not drink, etc. But out of the inuyim, the only ones that are chayef kares are eating and drinking. And besides that, the Inuim is also doing malacha on Yom Kippur. It's a side thing. But as far as the Inuim goes, it's only eating and drinking that has a chiyuv karis to it. Okay, so it's only ochel v'shose v'oseh malacha bilvad. That's it. V'yamar ki lo rachza iki Inui b'yom ha-kippurim ki rachatz lichayev karis. So if it's like the Rabbanan want to say that not bathing is an inui. So when it says in the Torah, "Tanu at nafshoseichem," you have to, be ma'aneh. And if you don't, the chiyuv is kares. So that should include bathing, eating, and drinking. It's vaday an inui, and therefore it's onesh kares. So it should be the same thing. There should be onesh kares on rechitza also, because that's also an inui. And the Torah says, "Tanu at nafshoseichem." Elamai, it seems that not bathing is not an inui. So Amar Rava, he answers Minyana Dekra, says it all depends on the context of what we're talking about, and as the Gemara explained, Gabe Yom Kippurim Dichsiv Tanu Nafsho Seichem Milse Diyada Inuye Hashda Rechitza Lo Yada Inuye De Hashda. So by Yom Kippur, it says you have to afflict yourself. So that's by things that are milsa di yadui inui hashta, that now on Yom Kippur it's immediate. You feel the inui right away. You feel the affliction immediately. So you're not eating, drinking. It's hard not to eat. So you're feeling it right away. That's what you have to do. It's something that on Yom Kippur itself you're feeling the discomfort. So fine, that's why eating and drinking is included, but not rechitza, right? Rechitza, lo yadayin yu nehashta. You don't feel, just because you're not bathing, and I'm kind of like, oh, this is terrible. If you haven't bathed in a few days or whatever, and then, okay, but just, wake up in the morning, Yom Kippur morning, oh, I can't take this, I didn't bathe, it's not the same. Eating and drinking, not that you do feel it. So therefore, the tanu of nashoseichem only applies to eating and drinking, which is instant inui as opposed to not bathing, which eventually would be, but it's not right away. But gabe nadarim, where we're saying nadarim, it is called an inui, that's different. Why? Because the context of the pasuk there is dichsiv kol neder v'chol shvuas isar le'anos nefesh. So we see from that the milsa da asyali de inui v'chi lo rachsa asyali de inui. The lashon is le'anos nefesh. It's a lashon of like future. So anything which can come to discomfort is the husband can make fair. So not bathing could come to discomfort. Not instant, but it definitely could come to discomfort according to Rabbanan. And therefore, that's why it's included in inui when it comes to nedarim. Okay, let's see Rashi. Afal pi she'amru bechulan bechol hani de'isbu tzad inui. There is a little bit of inui, but all the chamisha inuim on Yom Kippur. But ainu chayev aleim kares ela ala ochel v'shose ve'ose bo malacha. The lo chayev Torah ela bahani, only these. Dechsiv it's behedya gabi Yom Kippurim. Dechsiv te'anu nafshoseicha. It says you have to afflict yourself. Mash nefesh yodata inui. V'zehu inui achila mishtiya. The ragil behu, because it's something you're used to eating every day, and now you're not, so you feel it. V'kevan do lachil hu yoma, that day itself, yediya inui, you know the inui, it's felt. Rechitza lo yediya inui, delav ko yoma ragil l'remirchat, because you don't bathe every single day anyways. V'ashtanami ki lo rachitz lo havi nikare inui, therefore if you don't bathe on Yom Kippur, you don't feel the inui. Avagabe neder dixiv la'anos nefesh mash mashatid la'anos nefesh, that you're going to be afflicted. V'hainu nami rechitza, that is a rechitza. Da'atili day inui nefesh v'hachi mefer, and therefore the husband can mefer. Okay, now back to the Gemara. Now we're going to deal with Rabbi Yossi. Rami, the Rabbi Yossi had Rabbi Yossi. So we have a seeming contradiction between Rabbi Yossi. Until now, what do we say? We said Rabbi Yossi said, no, bathing, it's not an inu if you don't bathe. Okay, now we're going to see, Lechura, not that way. It says in Abraisa, my yanshel b'nei ha'ir. Chayein v'chayecherim, chayehem kodmim l'chayim acherim. So we have a scenario where we have two cities, let's say, A and B. And city A has a source of water, a spring or whatever in the city, and it flows out of their city and into the city B. And let's say there's enough water just to keep alive the first city, what they need for drinking or whatever, for their life, to keep sustain them. And if they let that water flow out to city B, so they're not going to have enough water. So it's either A or B. So what's the din? Chayim kodmi l'chayachirim. As we know, chayecha kodmi, right? Your life comes first. So they don't have to let the water flow out into the second city and let them live. They can live and let and what happens in the second city happens, right? So they can like dam up the water and keep the water for themselves and live and whatever, Nebuch, the second city. But chayein kodmim chayecher. Fine. Next stage, behem tam ubehem asacherim. Let's say you have enough water for your life or whatever, even for both cities, that's fine. But now, the next stage is you also want water for your animals. So there's enough water only for your animals or their animals, not both. So once again, behem tam and behemas acherim, behem tam kodemes le behemas acherim. So your animals come before their animals also. Next, kfisasan u kfisas acherim. You have enough water for your life, your animals, whatever, but you also need water for your clothing, to wash your clothing. And again, there's only enough water either for your clothing or their clothing. So, kfisasan, kfisas acherim, kfisasan kodemes, the kfisas acherim. So your clothing comes before theirs. Okay. Now you're in for a surprise. Chai acherim, kodmin kfisasan. Okay. Now next thing we have is chai acherim kfisasan. Let's say you have their life or your clothing, right? You can either wash your clothing or give up the water for them so they can live. What comes first? Okay, chai acherim kodim likfisasa. Okay, so their life comes before you're washing your clothes. Seems to make sense. Okay, Rabbi Yossi Omer no kfisasan kodemes l'chai echerim. You're washing your clothes comes before their life. You can use the water for washing your clothes and they won't have water to live. So, says the Gemara, what do we see? Hashta kfisa amar Rabbi Yossi yesh batzar. If here, you're right, it's how could you washing your clothing take forever? Because obviously there's a tremendous amount of tzar. You know, if you don't wash your clothing, Rabbi Yossi held. Therefore, it even comes before the other city's life. So there must be tremendous amount of tzar not to wash your clothes. So if for clothing, it's a tremendous amount of tzar, returning to pay Aleph and Allah. So goof kulolo kol shekein. So your whole body, certainly, right? And that's what we're discussing now, not bathing, right? We said, Rabbi Yossi held, not bathing's not a big tzar. He held that not washing your clothes is a big tzar. So surely not washing your body is for sure a big tzar. So we have a steer in Rav Yossi. How can he say that, bathing is not a tzar? So Gemara answers, Amrein. He says, no. Gemara says, Einachanami. It's different washing your clothing and washing your body. it's worse not to wash your clothing than it is not to wash your body. Not to wash your body is not a big tzar as opposed to washing your clothing. It's worse to not wash your clothing than wash your body. Where do we see such a thing? All right. It's worse to not to wash your clothes. The Amar Shmuel, we see this from a Maimer Shmuel. The high arbuvisa deresha. Somebody who doesn't wash his hair, his head, or whatever, and his head gets very dirty. That's uncleanliness of the head, arbuvisa deresha. Masyali de avira. It leads to becoming blind, to blindness. Arbuvisa de mani. If somebody doesn't wash their clothing, masyali de shamumisa. It leads to, drives the person crazy, makes him crazy. Not to wash his clothing. Arbuvisa de gufa, if he doesn't wash his body, and his body is dirty, masilide shichni vikeve, leads to boils and sores, things like that on the body. So, what do we see from here? That, well, not washing one's clothes is worse, because not washing one's clothes leads to, makes a person crazy, something which you can't cure. Whereas not washing one's body leads to boils and sores. Okay, but that you can cure. It's curable. So we see not washing the clothing is worse than not washing the body. And then Achrami, that's what Rabbi Yossi held. So it's not a steer in Rabbi Yossi, as we said. That in Achanami is a difference between the body and he's the body. We saw by Nandarim. He says, no, not bathing, that's not an inui. Not so bad, but not washing the clothing, yeah, that's very serious. That's a big inui. As we see, it's lead to incurable things, and that's why, by the case of the water source, therefore he says that you're washing your clothing takes preference over their life. Right. No, so it's so basically he held that if you don't wash your clothes, if you don't wash your body. So that's like pikuach nefesh. I mean, that like drives you crazy. It's like almost like pikuach nefesh. It makes a person, at least a shigon. It may like almost makes them crazy. So therefore, it's basically your life and their life, and therefore your life comes first. That's why the thing. We're going to talk about it a little bit later because one of the you're going to see one of the Tanaim or Amoraim. Remember, he says he says he didn't come to Rav. It was his highlights for next year, but he didn't come to Rav Yossi Shir. Rav Yossi's son says, "Hey, how can you come to my father's here?" He says, "Because your father sends. I don't understand what he's talking about." And he says, "Well, tell me what it is. Maybe I can help you." And he told him this. He says, "How can it be? How can the clothing?" Anyway, then we're going to talk about. Let's see, Rashi. Mayan. Okay, Mayan shel b'nei Yair. We have this spring right of this the city. Shemoshech v'holeich li'ir acher. It continues and goes on to the next city, to city B. Ve'ein bo ela k'dei sipuk shtiatan shel b'nei osa'ir. And it's only enough for the city A, for their life. So reshus b'yadan l'sotmo. They can like dam it up to keep the water for themselves. Shelo yeleich lo to'ir acher. It didn't go to the other city, which is lamatim. It's beneath them. It's going to flow down to them. Lefi shamayim shelahem. Because they're water, so they can keep it for themselves. V'amayim b'rishusan. So chayeim kodim l'chayecher. Right? Chayecha kodmi. V'im yesh ba k'dei chayehen shel elu v'shel elu. If you have enough water for both of their lives, v'ein ba listapik mima sh'nishar mi'oto mayan ela k'dei b'hem tan shel b'nei otayir. But now, as far as animal-wise, you only enough for one of the sets of animals of A or B. So then we said that A comes first, and then kfisasim kfisasacherim yesh ba k'dei chayusin u'k'dei b'hem tan. You have enough for the life and for the behemoths, etc. Shel, it should be those cities. The ein bema she nishar b'mayan ela k'dei kfisas the big dayhem shel b'neihem. But now when it comes to kfisa, it's only enough for A and not for B. So again, kfisa of A comes first. Chaye acherim yikfisasan, that was our last thing, either bathing or their lives in the other city. Sheyeshli b'nei ayir ulebem tan lehashkos mimayan echad. So there's enough for the people of the city, for their animals, etc., from that mayan. Be'ein kfisa lahem elazeb. But for washing clothing, it's only for the city A. Va'afche acherim plimba, and the second city needs it for their life. Be'ein bo ela kedei shir shel echad mehem. You only have it for one, either for their life or for their clothing. So chayecherim kodmim lepisasan. So the Tanakhama held that einachanami, the life of the second city comes first. V'yanichum libnei also have to leave that water for them so they can live. Right? Lechayehem ve'al yichapsu bo megideim. Don't wash your clothes. Let them have the water so they can live. So then we brought that Rabbi Yossi held that was not the case. That the kfisa comes first, and then the Gemara says, "Hashta kfisa, the begadim kama Rabbi Yossi, the isa betzara that has tzar, not washing clothing. So lahachi kfisa, therefore the washing clothing comes first. So guf kulo mibaya the ispa inui kasheino rechazan abadai. Certainly the whole body is badai. All kol shekainu is considered inui. So how could Rabbi Yossi say, bayas by nedarim, it's not a inui not to be." Okay, Rashi pe alef amud alef kvisas begadim elim ale Rabbi Yossi. Says no, inachanami. Washing clothing is more chamur to Rabbi Yossi. The East Beitz Gir says tsar yosir mirchitza. It's even more tsar than bathing. The Amar Shmuel hay arbuvisa deresha afuris she miskanes la adam berosho. This dirt that goes into a person's head sheino rochem, he doesn't wash. Masili de avira smisame seinav, it blinds his eyes. Arbuvisa de mane is shenose bigadim sheino rochatzan. He wears clothing that are not they're not washed. Ad she shchorin harbeds, they're very black from not washing. That can lead lide shemumisa shigon, drives the person crazy. Bezusha shemumia kashemim, that's shemumisa is worse than all of them, as we say, because it's something that's incurable. Arbuvisa de gufa is zuhuma haba al basaro, it's dirt that comes on the body. Shaladam machmas azeyach, has a sweat or whatever. Shein aruchzani, doesn't wash.